WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Guidelines coming out of Washington are more confusing than ever and appear to have no basis in science or medicine. My guest today is going to talk about that and the sources that we can look to for reliable, evidence-based medical information. Dr. Stephen Stack is Secretary of the Cabinet for Health and Family Services for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Steve, I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you again. This time I wanted to talk with you about a couple of things. The new vaccination guidelines coming out of Washington as opposed to those that the Kentucky Department of Health just recently sent out to us. And after we chat about that, if we could segue into discussing the new dietary guidelines that have come out of Washington, both the vaccination guidelines and the dietary guidelines coming out of DC are causing, as we all know, a massive amount of confusion. And I was wondering if we could talk about those.
You know, I've tried really hard, and I'm almost in government 6 years, Greg, to be balanced, to not misunderstand that someone who sees the world differently is somehow an opponent or an adversary. So I really am going to continue to try real hard to not succumb to, you know, name calling and blaming. I would say, though, that we've relied for a long time on processes that were open and transparent, where real scientific data was reviewed. And while decisions could be made that different people disagreed with, it was done in the open and people could therefore know what they were criticizing and why or what they were supporting. These new decisions, both for immunizations and also for dietary recommendations, have been done in an entirely opaque manner with no transparency and are not supported by any new change in science and, in fact, are not supported in many ways by existing science that has long been established and is not disputed. So, unfortunately, the things I've been saying now for a few months are only more valid in my mind than they have been before, which is you can no longer look to the federal government for credible medical and public health guidance, which is tragic because there are still thousands upon thousands of dedicated professionals who are very highly skilled in these federal health agencies, but their input is not being sought, their input is not being listened to. Individuals are making these decisions based on criteria unknown to anyone else and unfounded in any science or medical wisdom that as we understand it.
What about these new dietary guidelines that just recently came out that seem to, as a corollary, to be opaque and not to have a scientific foundation beneath them?
The dietary guidelines are no more credible than the immunization guidelines. Long-standing things that we have demonstrated, like saturated fats, are bad for you. The way that these new guidelines are proposed, someone following them couldn't help but exceed the amount of saturated fats that dietary, nutritional, and health experts would say are not good. I would urge people to do more like what we're saying on the Our Healthy Kentucky Home campaign, which you can find at ourhealthykyhome.ky.gov. And even if you need to boil it down to something really simple, make sure you're exercising at least 3 times a week, 30 minutes a time, at least. Yeah, a little more would be better, but at least that. At least 2 servings of fruits or vegetables every day. And again, a little bit more would be better, but at least that, and staying socially connected with others so that you mitigate lower your risk for behavioral health problems and loneliness. I think having moderation and being inclined towards a vegetable and fruit-based diet, with healthy nuts and good proteins, like, moderation of eggs and cheese and stuff, I think just moderation would be the good course to go. We're not going to go back, nor should we, Greg, to the Brady Bunch era, where a big red steak and a large potato full of cheese and sour cream every day is healthy for you. That is not the case.
Absolutely not. Well, Steve, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about these new guidelines from Washington versus getting information from our healthcare professionals and the Kentucky Department of Public Health and other resources?
Greg, I want to thank you for continuing to give time to these important topics. I want to thank the listeners who attend to this. I want to urge people to rely on your physicians and other properly trained and qualified health professionals for your guidance. I'm sorry that the world has become even more confusing because all of us suffer because of that. And then I want to encourage and ask for the viewership or the listenership. please, your voice in this matters. You should have an expectation that your government gives you credible guidance and that it does its work in the open so that people can be aware of the evidence you've used and the processes you followed. This is very much not a transparent process. It is as opaque as you could have it. It's not based in science. It's not supported by professional medical associations and other nonprofits who advocate for patients with diseases who have almost universally condemned these two new guidances. And so I would urge the listenership to please speak up and expect more from your government, who is, I think, currently not serving you well. And here in Kentucky, I hope you take some confidence that we are going to continue to do our level-headed best to give you what we feel is credible advice so you can make your own informed decisions about what's healthy and good for you and your loved ones.
My thanks today to Dr. Stephen Stack, board-certified emergency physician and secretary for the Cabinet for Health and Family Services for the Commonwealth of Kentucky, for talking with us about getting safe, reliable medical information. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.